Well, I welcome the decision, and I think it's the right one, and it gives our members some stability and predictability going forward. We believe that the deal that we reached and the agreement with management is a fair and it's a good, reasonable agreement that is a balance between the service needs and the needs to deliver policing to communities, and also the needs of our members in relation to their work-life balance and that all-important predictability for them and their families. So certainly it's been a long road and it's taken a long time, and I want to pay tribute to our members for their patience and their resilience, and they did stand firm whenever there was a left and optimum roster being proposed to be implemented against them, which gave us a very strong mandate to negotiate with management. But I think there's relief on all sides that this has finally been brought to conclusion.
As you touched on there, it was a quite a lengthy battle between Gardaí and senior management, and at one stage the GRA voted no confidence in Gardaí Commissioner Drew Harris. What is the stance now as it relates to the Gardaí Commissioner now that this agreement is in place, or is there still very little confidence in the Gardaí Commissioner
at the moment? It's important to recognise that when that vote was taken, our members were expressing dissatisfaction about a lot of wide-ranging issues. I suppose it's probably considered that Ross's was the straw, that the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. So there still is a lot of issues and a lot of dissatisfaction within the organisation about the direction it's going and some of the major changes, and we don't believe they're enhancing policing. So unfortunately, the vote as it is, it stands. You can't change the result of it, but certainly we are trying to find common ground and walk through the issues with the Commissioner's office.
Do you think that that will happen, or do you think that there will still be tensions going forward between yourselves and the Gardaí Commissioner?
Well, you know, the Gardaí is going through a lot of change, and a lot of those changes that have been implemented, we would believe, are, as I say, are not for the better. And with the recruitment and retention crisis, numbers are falling. There's increasing pressures on our members. So we would certainly believe that until they're listened to, and we believe the Gardaí Representative Association has a legitimate role in being the voice from the front line, and if, as long as we're listened to and our members feel that they have their opinions are having an input into the changes, I think that's what will restore a more collegial approach, and people will, the management will get a better buy-in from our members. But certainly I think communities are very wise and can see the absence of visible policing. Our members are saying they can't get out in the street. So I think, you know, politicians and oversight bodies need to listen to what our members are saying through us and know that we're part of the solution to create, to deliver better policing for communities. Sometimes we're seen as a problem because we speak up and we challenge some of the things that are happening, but certainly we all have the same objective. We want to deliver better policing to the people of Ireland and a better environment for our members to work in.